This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Listen up, yo, my name is Jojo and I'm here with Julia and the party group to share with you. The Positivity Show on Otago Access Radio. It has interviews with special guests, ankle segments such as rapid fire questions and lots of songs. Brought to you by the Boom Boom Extremo Free Cycle Shopping Bags. So let's go, yo!
Welcome to the Positivity Show. It's Jojo here with Mary Lima and the doggies, David Dave and Danny, and also our new addition, Timothy the Tuatara, and our special guest, Felicity. Hello, Felicity.
Hi, Julia. Hi, Jojo.
Hi. We hear that you're retiring from Friendlink at the end of the year. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Well, when you say it out loud, it sounds quite scary. I've been working at Friendlink since 1992, so that is 32 years. And while it's been very much a head decision, not a heart decision, to decide to retire, but it just felt like the right time. But it is a head decision, so it's really quite good that you've put it into words and it's on radio, so there's no going back, there's no changing my mind.
Oh, that's really cool. Can you tell us a bit about your time at Friendlink?
Well, it hasn't really felt like 32 years of work because, honestly, it's the best job that anybody could have ever hoped to have. So back in 1992, it all started up because there were people coming out of institutions and it was recognised that it was going to be pretty tough out there for people who hadn't had much opportunity to mix and mingle and do everyday regular things. And so my job was to just meet people and find out with them what they like to do and just find ways to make it happen. And it's just been the most wonderful job because of all the wonderful people that I've met over those years.
That's really awesome. I remember when we came in at the 2017 and we got to get to know you and Lisa, and that was, I just wanted to say thank you very much, and thank you very much, Felicity.
Well, it's thanks to all the people who have made my time there so wonderful, you included. The things that you learn from people and the enjoyment that you get from being able to socialise with people has been just awesome. So thank you too, Julia.
Thank you very much. Why don't we put a song on? What song would you like on first?
I think maybe I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know if I am leaving on a jet plane, but that's a good song.
Okay, let's put it on.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. So many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Welcome back to the Positivity Show with our special guest, Felicity. Hi, Felicity.
Hi, Julia. Hi. We've now got Timothy, Araha Tuatara, and we've got Jojo as well. Hi to you both as well.
Hello. It's time for my favourite segment of the show. Well, one of my favourite segments, Rapid Fire Catch Up with the Party Crew. Rapid Fire Catch Up with the Party Crew. Rapid Fire Catch Up with the Party Crew with a special guest, Felicity. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
What's your favourite book?
Oh, that's a hard question. Actually, probably something nobody's heard of, The Pursuit of Love by Nancy Mitford. Very old-fashioned book.
What's your favourite TV show?
I don't really watch much TV, I have to say. Oh, The Chase. Let's say The Chase.
Oh, that's awesome. What's your favourite song?
The one we're going to hear later, A Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum.
Awesome. And What is your favourite place to go on holiday?
Bex in Central Otago.
Yeah, yeah. And last question, what's your favourite animal?
Dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, everyone in Dunedin and also Felicity and the crew. I would like to introduce you to a new addition to the party family, Timothy Araha Tuatara. Timothy was in Wellington in Zealandia, and Davey Dave was also pen friends with Timothy, and they reunited and they introduced us. And Timothy is quite artistic. He's a poet. So, Timothy, I heard you created a poem right now. Yes, I have. It is called Ode to Felicity. I just created it. Ode to Felicity. She is so awesome. She is a really awesome woman who worked at Friendlink. She is very awesome, and I am very happy to meet her. So let's all celebrate Felicity, the awesome human. Oh, and I am also
very happy to be here now in Dunedin, or Otipote, as it's known in Te Reo. And also, yes, I am a Tuatara, but I found out that it's Māori for pigs on the back. And I do have some pigs on my back, which is very interesting. And I am quite happy. So, and there's a lot of interesting facts about Tuatara, but I won't bore you with all of them. But I, maybe in later shows I could share some interesting facts about Tuatara. Thank you very much for that, sharing that, Timothy. I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more about Tuataras too. But back to our special guest, Felicity. Hey, Felicity, would you like to pick our next song?
I would. And you said the word celebration, and I think that's always something that we need to be doing, just celebrating life. So shall we have celebration next?
Okay, let's put it on. Buddy, buddy. Welcome back to the Positivity Show. Hi, I'm Davey Dave, and I'm going to run the segment called Topic Conversations with the Party Crew. Hello, Felicity.
Hello again.
Our topic conversation for this time is hobbies we're looking forward to achieving next year. Let's start with you, Felicity.
Okay, so for the last 32 years, I've been saying, when I retire, I'm going to do this or that or the next thing. And then when it comes to it, I'm racking my brains as to, you know, what the really special things I'm going to do. I know I'm going to start off by clearing out the underneath the house of all the things that have accumulated over the years and just get things back in order. So that's going to be nice. I'm also going to develop the garden. I'm really looking forward to that. And the place that we end up holidaying at in Bex, we've never been able to have a garden there because we've never been able to get there often enough. My whole family go there. And so I want to get a garden established there as well. So I'm not a really keen gardener, but I really just love pottering around with things like that. And that's going to be a bit of a challenge. I'm going to read books that I keep on saying I'm going to read that when I have time. So I've got a whole pile of them. And but I'm also very much a people person, so I'm going to do voluntary work. I'm hoping I'm not going to lose contact with all the wonderful friends that I've made over my years at Friendlink, so I'll be able to, you know, meet up and catch up and do things like that and bump into people and say, let's go for a coffee. So I'm looking forward to just socialising and catching up with old friends and making new friends as well. And I'm going to make myself do some form of exercise. I love dog walking, so the dog's going to be very grateful for a bit more time with that. But I am going to make sure I keep fit by maybe joining a yoga class or something like that. So really, they're just very much retirement ideas.
That is awesome. How about you, Jojo? I'm also partially retired from the party planning business. I help look after my wife, Mary Lima, who has the ADHD, but we have sorted that out and things are going very positive. And I also am looking forward to painting the outhouse in the Party Lima Mansion. At the moment, it still needs to be renovated and some new plumbing put in the outhouse there, so we have some more extra toilets in the Party Lima Mansion. And also, I'm hoping to put more solar panels in the Party Lima Mansion too, and also do more gardening because at the moment, our veggie garden and party field needs some work. So I'm excited to do that next year too, because I'm fully retiring from the party planning business and Oliver Lima's going to take over. And I'm also excited to take up a Lima dancing class. And just hanging up with Mary too. How about you, Julia? What hobbies are you looking forward to doing next year?
Because my mum's retiring at the end of the year as well, on Wednesdays we're hoping to do aqua jogging together and just spend some more time with Ma, and I'll still be working, which is okay, but I will hang out with Ma a bit more and just do some stuff together and maybe do some walking, because that's something I would need to do more of.
Increase the fitness. How about you, Timothy? I'm hoping to do more sunbathing next year, and I'm hoping to write more Tuatara poetry, and I'm hoping to just do some leisurely Tuatara things. And Jojo has recently finished my room in Partyville, so I'm hoping to test out the burrow in my room and also the rock with the connected to the sunroof. So I'm sure do some more Tuatara sunbathing. I'm looking forward to that. How about you, Mary? What are you excited for next year?
I'm happy to do more fashion stuff because I like to create fashion clothes and stuff, and I'm working on a new makeup line.
Oh, that's awesome, Mary. Well, it's the end of the show now. Would you like to pick one more song before we say goodbye?
Is that me? Yes, I would. But just before, I want to say one of the things that I haven't mentioned about Friendlink that I want to, and that is that for the 24 of the 32 years I've been there, I've worked alongside Lisa, and I just have to say that I could not have ever had a better colleague than Lisa, and she's been, you know, we've been like work spouses. We almost finish each other's sentences these days, and one of the things I'm going to miss more than anything is working alongside Lisa, because she is so awesome, and I can leave knowing that Friendlink is in really, really safe hands. It's just, but yeah, that's probably going to be the thing I miss. One of the most is working alongside the most wonderful, wonderful person. So thank you, Lisa. I'm just going to do a shout out to Lisa because, as I say, she's a wonderful person who's going to be still there, giving that consistency, doing all the wonderful things that Lisa does. And while I'm waving goodbye to Friendlink, but I know that it's in very, very safe hands. So thank you.
Awesome. Shall we put our next song on?
Yep, I can't remember what it is now, but it's Procol Harum, I think.
Okay, let's put it on. Welcome back to the Positivity Show with our special guest, Felicity. I'd just like to say thank you to Needham for listening to the Positivity Show on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM, Real People, Real Music, and the Party Crew, and our special guest, Felicity. But don't worry if you missed the show. You can listen to the podcast on the OAR website. You click the link to listen to the podcast and type in the Positivity Show. But thank you, Denise Dan, for listening to the Positivity Show. And thank you, Felicity.
It's been a real pleasure to be on the show. It's a nice way to kind of nearly end, you know, my time, because I've listened to your show for many years now and always enjoyed it. So to be on it is fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Dunedin.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.